This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment as we talk about ways to defeat the TPP. I mean, look, Obama's already pretty much opened the borders up. They're doing it all by fiat, but they want it on paper, these big shadowy boards, so they can share liability and basically mitigate it. And where they can shut down markets, shut down their competition. You were trying to get into that and talk about solutions. Yeah, where foreign companies can operate here and be exempt. This is a get-out-of-jail-free card. This is new titles of nobility. This is just like the UN giving itself diplomatic immunity. This is the new royalty. This is the antithesis of the Renaissance or the American system and is flaming authoritarianism. I don't see how anyone would support this, William F. Jasper.
Well, yes. I mean, and we didn't even mention, we don't have time to go into the possibility, even likelihood, that Obama would slip some gun control measures or ammunition.
Oh, they said they will. Sure, talk about that for a minute, then solutions.
Yeah, you know, you might want to get Michael Hammond, General Counsel of Gun Owners of America, on if you haven't had him on. He's been looking into this. He tried to get, and others tried to get, Republican leadership in the House and the Senate to stipulate, to provide that, and to prohibit Obama from putting anything in the trade agreements that would in any way affect the Second Amendment. They refused to do that. So we can't count on, if people are misplacing their trust here for the Republican leadership from McConnell and Hatch and those guys, to watch out for that. They're not. They've already sold out. So there are, you know, when we do the nose counts, there are enough people out there who are still susceptible to pressure from the public. They'll fear it if they get enough people out there at their meetings and they start hearing enough from the boots on the ground that they better not vote for it. We saw that, you know, people wrote off the Free Trade Area of the Americas, FTAA, you might recall, a decade ago. And we had a big campaign on that. I went to a number of, to Miami and to a number of their big conferences. You might have also. And a lot of people said, hey, that's gone. It's not, we're not going to be able to stop it. Even many of the people on our side said, that's a done deal. They got too many lined up on their side. It was all the same people, all of the same CFR globalist crowd, all the big corporations. But they didn't have the votes because our side put enough pressure on them that some of the people who were going to vote for it backed out. We saw the same thing, as you know, with the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership for North America, which was the NASA NAU, the North American Union.
And in their own words, they said the answer is integration by stealth in the Banff documents. So they're still trying it, but we're holding them back.
Yes, and that's where these people never give up. We have to hold them off and then expose them and rout them out eventually, or they will just keep coming back with these again and again.
Very well said. How are we doing worldwide? I mean, in your view, is humanity really starting to wake up, or is it not enough of a response for how fast the globalists are moving? I mean, how are you feeling in your gut?
When you look at it on a human level, it is not very encouraging. I asked this of my colleagues around the world, and I've just recently been in touch with a number of people and interviewed people in Europe. And most of them, although there are people waking up there, they don't have anything like we do in terms of alternate media, in terms of programs like yours, of talk radio, of organizations on the moral issues, whether it be pro-life, pro-gun. Oh, and getting back, since I mentioned pro-gun, keep in mind that virtually all of the countries on both sides of both oceans there that we would be aligned with have very strict gun controls.
And they're going to have votes on these boards with the future of the documents. Incredible.
Absolutely. And so, so we're it right here, really. This is where the battle is going. And so people that think they're going to leave here and go to another country.
No, this is it. William F. Jasper, we're out of time. Great job. TheNewAmerican.com. Thank you so much.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Head spinning, the news that is here in front of me today. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday worldwide broadcast, the 29th day of May, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. Head spinning, to say the least. First off today, we're going to cover the indictment that broke after the broadcast in the afternoon yesterday of the longest-serving Republican Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert. Dennis Hastert was a horrible neocon rhino, an open borders promoting, high tax promoting, Patriot Act police state promoting blob. And I remember many times having Wayne Madsen on the broadcast, formerly with the National Security Agency. I remember having him on many, many times. And him saying that Dennis Hastert was compromised, Dennis Hastert was blackmailed, and that Dennis Hastert basically molested wrestlers when he was a high school wrestling coach. Now, a lot of guests get up on air and say things like that. I'll kick them off the show or I'll delay them. I'll sit there and basically erase on live radio what they're saying. I don't do that very often, but if something isn't already substantiated, or if I haven't documented it myself, I don't put that out. But Madsen is an investigative journalist. He went and spent, I don't know, since Obama's been in office and before, probably overall 6-8 months that I know of inside Chicago sniffing around, substantiating that Obama goes to bathhouses and has homosexual sex, substantiating that the mayor there does that as well from his sources, substantiating that Hastert's involved in all sorts of activities reportedly. And this is why they put them all basically in power. And it's why they burned the governor, who was just in with the whole group in basic mafia activity, was to send a message to Obama and everybody else, you'll do exactly what you're told when you're told. So I'm not sad that Mr. Hastert has been indicted, and I've read the indictment. And he did what all these idiots do. He lied to the government, basically under oath. There's a federal law. When you're talking to the FBI, it's basically under oath. I don't think it's constitutional. But regardless, he said the money he was taking out was for him. How about talk to the hand? How about you guys want to cook something up? Go do it on your own. I'm not talking to you. But Hastert reportedly, allegedly lied to the FBI about what was going on. And the $3 million he was going to pay this individual, he paid him $1.5 million reportedly in $10,000 or under $10,000 increments trying to hide it. As if the government doesn't notice someone trying to take out under $10,000. Christmas has come up before, and I'm handing out bonuses at the office and then to friends and family. And I'll say with 50-something employees and family and everything, I'll say, go get, you know, $12,000 out of the company bank. And I've had people say to me, well, go under that. I go, it's after tax money. We're not hiding it. But see, this is the whole mindset of what it's like to live under tyranny. Where people think normal activity is illegal. So this whole thing is bigger than Dennis Hastert. And if you want to know why this is happening now, hands down, I don't know what Wayne Madsen's going to say when he comes on, but he really knows his stuff, formerly the National Security Agency. If you're watching C-SPAN and watching a national security hearing, you'll almost always see him in the audience. You'll see him in the audience at the National Press Club. He really knows his stuff. I've interviewed 3 or 4 people that he put me in contact with that end up dead, like the D.C. madam. I mean, the stuff he's onto is not child's play. It's real. This is big boy pants stuff here on this radio show. We go where nobody else dares to go because it's our duty to do it. We're not showing off, and I've said it's not fun. So he's joining us at the bottom of the hour, and there's just a cornucopia of other important news, obviously. But we have the indictment right here. I'll give you a document cam shot of that or put it on screen. And the Washington Post asks the big question. They say, what is the impropriety that he supposedly admitted to, that he'd wronged someone, that he was going to pay them $3 million? Well, it has to do, the indictment says, with his time from 81 to 2007. And it gets into his time as a wrestling coach. Now, I'm not saying he's guilty of all this, but you don't get to that level of power now of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Dennis Hastert and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, unless they've got skeletons in the closet that can destroy them at any time. in the film adaptation of Frank Herbert's Dune, that's not very good compared to the book, Baron Harkonnen adds heart plugs to people where he can just pull a plug out like the top of a carton of milk, and it opens up the side of your heart and all your blood sprays out against the wall. And that's basically what all these politicians have, is political heart plugs. So that anytime they want, they can just stick the Federal Bureau of Investigation in there that knows full well the big banks launder almost all the drug money, run the aircraft, run the child sex slave rings, the snuff films, all of it. It even comes out in the news that, you know, DynCorp is involved in giant child kidnapping rings. Nobody gets in trouble for kids in dungeons. They only burn Denny Hastert to send a message right now to Boehner and to McConnell and to the Democrats, not just Republicans. You get in line. We don't care if polls are 87 to 90% against TPP, global treaty. We don't care how tyrannical it is. We don't care. You do what you're told, and then even when you're voted out of office, we're going to go ahead and indict you anyways. They're running scared. We have a captured, blackmailed, intimidated government. And folks, we got people like Colonel Schaefer, who ran the anti-Bin Laden operation that could have killed him twice, and the White House ordered him to stand down. He simply complained to the Defense Committee in the House, the Armed Services Committee, and they began the move to indict him with the FBI for $60-something dollars in phone bills, saying he couldn't call his wife as a colonel, saying he'd be late to dinner when he got back to the U.S., and that it was stealing to use his phone to what was the investigation? It said he called, I think it was a Jiffy Lube or something. He called a lube place to have his car set up an appointment. He called his wife. Of course, anybody knows that an officer in the U.S. military can call their wife on their phone. This is what they'll come after you for. They will indict a ham sandwich, as it was once famously said. I forget by who. You guys Google who said you can indict a ham sandwich. I think it was Jim Garrison. But this is what we're dealing with here. Is crazy town. And by the way, if you don't have any corruption in your background, they'll make it up. Or they'll call up your wife and harass her and threaten to attack your family until your wife cracks up. That was New York State Chief Judge Saul Wachler. Was famously quoted by Tom Wolfe in the Bonfire of the Vanities, that a grand jury would indict a ham sandwich, if that's what you wanted. I guess it was repeated by Jim Garrison. So when I put out that alert video last night, a minority of people were saying, why are you defending Dennis Hastert? Why are you being partisan? I'm not being partisan. I'm telling it like it is. I've been watching politics closely for 25 years. I've been on air for 20, immersed in it. And they are targeting Republicans, this Democratic Party, and journalists, and their own people, and free speech, and whistleblowers, at an exponential level about three times what it's ever been before. And that's basically a quote by Jonathan Turley, constitutional lawyer and a big liberal, that Obama is engaged in basically triple the persecution of free speech and freedom. And it's because he's completely blackmailed himself. I mean, my gosh, his father is a famous communist publisher and pornographer, Frank Marshall Davis. They had a tweet the president questions yesterday as if he was really responding himself. And so we asked him, does he ever visit Frank Marshall Davis's grave? You might want to retweet that. That's up on Real Alex Jones. But filmmakers like Dinesh D'Souza, Rick Perry, last time I heard, is, you know, they're still trying to put him in jail for vetoing funding for a county initiative to fight official corruption, and then the person running it is spitting on police and attacking people and acting like a total maniac? So they indict Rick Perry? I mean, that's a local issue, but the Democrats are just running wild. When they themselves, fast and furious, Benghazi, the Clinton donors, foreign dictators give her money so the State Department head, the Secretary of State, she would sell them the weapons, authorize the weapon sales. I mean, it's crazy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So Mark and I were talking about these looters, you know, in Baltimore and in Ferguson. It seems like every time there's some kind of an upset, the looters come out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a small business guy. Mark's a small business guy. And we go to GunsAD.com and we get our AR-15 kits and we get our 30-shot magazines and we're ready for the looters, if you get my drift. Hello. Don't wait for the powers that be. Go to GunsAD.com. GunsAD.com. GunsAD.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This weekend in Phoenix, they're having a Draw the Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Phoenix. Joe Biggs had the idea to fly out there as soon as it became apparent that ISIS was claiming they're going to hit it. This morning I called and said, hey, send Joe Biggs if he wants to go. And Joe Biggs was already going to an airport, had already been authorized by Rob Dew, our news director, to go. So I love the initiative of Joe Biggs. He'll be there covering that. Hundreds expected outside Phoenix Mosque at Muhammad Cartoon Contest. And there's a former Marines and others that are in the CNN article saying he has no middle ground when it comes to Islam. His T-shirt pretty much says it all. F Islam. Rich Hemmer is the organizer of Friday's Freedom of Speech rally outside the Islamic Community Center in Phoenix. It's the mosque that Elton Simpson and Nader Sufi attended for a time. They're the men who drove from Arizona to Dallas suburb to shoot up the Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest there. Both were killed by police. Many Muslims consider demeaning depictions of Muhammad to be blasphemous and banned by Islamic law. Here's the deal. I'm not Islamophobic, as they call it. I know there are a lot of good Muslims that are good people, a lot of smart scientists, you know, nice folks. The problem is radical Islam is being funded by Saudi Arabia and the West. It's being allowed to take over. It's combined forces with the left. And it is just breeding. And whereas I don't want to be confrontational, at the same time, the First Amendment needs to be upheld. And they just want to have this multicultural takeover, and everybody just lays down to it. And people aren't going to lay down anymore. People are done. And so things are going to be escalating. That certainly is clear. Now, I want to shift gears out of that back into the Dennis Hastert situation. Then we're going to get into Julian Assange says TPP. We have the clip coming up of this. Only 5 of 29 sanctions are about traditional trade. Well, we're glad, Mr. Assange, that you want to be the important guy so you won't release the entire 30-plus parts. You've only released the part on the Internet that's the most draconian, Internet-killing, taxing, regulating, three strikes, you're banned from the web, corporate boards decide, no due process. What are you doing not releasing all the sections? Because they now say there's only 29. There were 33 sections back when they first said WikiLeaks had the info. And so that video's up on Infowars.com. Again, we'll play a clip in the next segment. And I don't want to sit here and just bash WikiLeaks, but they dole out what they want when they want. We know what they've done in the EU, and we know what they've done under the NAU, and this is just more of that. It is anti-gun. It is open border. It is globalism. It is free speech restrictions. It's everything. But why won't WikiLeaks release it? Congress won't release it. Amnesty's secret. Secret trade deals are secret. But the point is, it's not a trade deal. It's a global government treaty. Assisted suicide bills advancing in California legislature, Fukushima produce making its way into international stores here in the U.S. Huge news on the economy. U.S. economy contracted to 0.7. It was 0.2. But now we learn that this happened in the first quarter. That's all coming up. But just finishing up on my points on Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, being indicted yesterday by the FBI. You can just go to Infowars.com and read the indictment for yourself. This is a grand jury. A year ago, basically back in February 2014, and they're just now rolling these out. They waited until they got rid of the attorney general, who's totally discredited, to put a new puppet to carry out the exact same operations of political persecution. Dennis Hastert is a horrible poster child, poster goblin for everything wrong with the Republican Party. I don't like him. He is just a Republican name only. He is a horrible creature. And Wayne Madsen has said many times he's connected reportedly to molesting young men there at the high school. And that's what this indictment seems to point towards. He was trying to cover up something at the high school and paid the person $1.5 million. The issue is the FBI knows about the government drug dealing, the central banks owning the aircraft. It's all come out. They do nothing. They're allowed to do nothing. 15 of the 19 hijackers, they were ordered to let them in, had to stand down. They wanted to bust them. The point is the FBI is allowed to go after who the system wants them to go after. They don't go after the billionaires. They don't go after the globalists. They're burning politicians occasionally to send a message. You do what you're told, no matter how unpopular TPP is, no matter how unpopular all this garbage is. You go along with it, or we're going to put you under the jail. And this is how our country's captured and controlled. The FBI is so discredited.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we've simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wayne Madsen is going to be joining us in a moment, a real expert on Denny Hastert, the now indicted former Speaker of the House, the Republican. This is undoubtedly a political action by the Democratic Party that is involved in a political reign of terror, going after journalists, whistleblowers, you name it. Though I have no doubt that where there's smoke, there's fire. Hastert's probably guilty from the sources I have. It looks like they've got a pretty clear-cut case here, but I don't know Wayne Madsen's take on it yet. We're about to find out. Investigative journalist, former NSA officer Wayne Madsen, but he has said for a long time Hastert was totally compromised and that it was reportedly dealing with ties back to when he was a wrestling coach. No one else I'd ever heard say that. Madsen has incredible sources, has spent upwards of half a year off and on in Illinois investigating the whole crime syndicate there, so we'll talk to him for the news behind the news, the story behind the story, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say in a moment. But first, a new intro promo that our own Jakari Jackson put together. I thought we'd premiere that here right now.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
How do you get your abortion safe?
I pay for them.
Really?
How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You, you piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
Stop it, you're being aggressive.
I'm being aggressive.
One, God! Get his arm! Wow! Watch out!
These deaths and guys that attack Elston.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We should call that video pro-abortionist caught chanting Satan again. Or new video, abortionist worship Satan. And we need to put that video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And look, I'm out here bashing women that have had abortions. The point is the people driving and pushing it are into the occult. I just learned this from investigating over the years. And it's an anti-human, anti-minority movement to get rid of mainly poor black people and Hispanics. And so I'm just sick of the Democratic Party trying to race bait all day when more blacks have been aborted since Roe v. Wade than have been born. And there's new numbers out today. We've aborted more people since Roe v. Wade than lived in the country in 1880. CNS News reports on that. So Margaret Sanger, the Rockefellers, they taught Hitler everything he knew. Just admit the roots of what's pushing it. Okay? I'm not here judging you. I'm not here on some high horse saying, blah, 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 you're a killer. I've told people that I've been involved in abortions when I was younger. I think it's bad. It's wrong. I've repented of it. But I'm not here judging you. I'm simply saying it's treating humans like trash, and the anti-abortion pro-life people were right back in the 70s. Then it's old people, then it's babies, then it's cripples. I was politically incorrect, but it's okay to kill them. It's the disabled. It's the veterans on don't treat list. And they always confuse it with a right to die argument. Sure, individuals, I think, have a right to die. The problem is you can't have the state involved in it because it'll become euthanasia, and it is euthanasia now where the state decides to kill you. See, it's where the agenda comes from. We're going to Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com, best-selling author, probably one of the most dialed-in, connected people ever. In fact, I'm surprised he's alive. A lot of people that he has put on the show, that he's given his contact to, have ended up dead. I can think of three or four of them right now. D.C. Madam and others. I mean, folks, we've had the Navy SEAL families on about that being a state grade and saying it was a body double. Do you think it was fun meeting with people before they went public and knowing all this and being the first person to talk about it? Well, see, I love my peers. It feels so good to not be alone. And to have people like Wayne Madsen, I'm not in competition. I wish there were 50,000 Wayne Madsens. I wish there was talk show hosts better than I am, better authors, better orators, better researchers. I want to win. I want to defeat this. I can feel the hair on the back of my neck standing up, folks. I got the feds following me around, contacting me, threatening me. I mean, it's not fun. But then I've got other feds that are good giving us information. There's a fight between good and evil in government, in corporations, in churches, in businesses, in our neighborhoods, and it's time for good people to stand up and say no. Briefly, we are funded by viewers and listeners like you. We bring you the very best nutraceuticals at the highest quality at InfoWarsLife.com. We have the highest quality vitamin B12 that we could find. In fact, no one else sells this. No one we know of sells medical grade, organic, pure, totally clean. We have the test published on InfoWarsLife.com. Methylcobalamin. This is the stuff that you go to the doctor and get prescriptions for to inject. But you can get it without a prescription. Just no one. Other companies just want to sell you stuff that costs 40 cents in the bottle. This costs us $9 what goes in the bottle. Yeah, and then we sell it for $24.95. We mark it up 150%. The average stuff out there has a 6 to 7% markup, the average stuff. We don't do that. We have to fund ourselves, so some things have a 50% markup, 100% markup, 150% markup, because there's marketing, the crew, the whole place to pay for. It's very expensive. But our products are game changers. Well, it's 16% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. And they're game changers because we just bring you the absolute nutraceutical best we can get after doing years of research per product in some cases. Sometimes it's 3-4 months research to find the best. Sometimes it's, well, Group spent 5 years trying to get a hold of this, and he finally did and gave it to us. 5 years. And we looked into it. We didn't just believe him. And we have the industry calling us. We have billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar companies contacting, wanting to partner with us right now. I mean, real blessings are happening because we're doing the right thing. So praise God for that. And people say, man, quit praising God all the time. We're sick of it. Hey, call it a crutch, whatever you want. There are no atheists in foxholes. The deeper I get down this New World Order, the more I need to cling to God. Or I'd crap myself. I mean, it's so legendary and epic what we're all involved in, all of us, that I hope you realize that. So I bring it up a lot because we're going into the fiery furnace. We're going out into the arena. This is it. We're going into global corporate fascism worldwide right now. So strap yourselves in. I got to tell you, we have the best seaweed-derived type tested to be totally pure, which is really hard to do. And we've got, again, the big lab test at InfoWarsLife.com. You can go read the lab test on the pages there. And that was original X2. That was original Survival Shield. It was a bestseller. Then, because we had folks out there trying to do espionage, this is what happens in business, but a lot of it was governmental-type groups through operatives, and I'm going to go to Wayne Madsen, trying to basically shut down our sources of pure iodine, which is DEA-controlled. It's the good halogen. It's just so incredible what happens when this gets into your glands, like your thyroid, instead of the bad stuff like all the borane and chlorine and fluoride and the bad halogens. Then, for the last year and a half, we were able to get X2 that is a pure crystal, 99999 whatever. I mean, it's almost completely pure. The stuff we get, you put it out in the air, it turns purple and turns into gas. It'll eat through concrete like alien blood, you know, from the 1970-something movie. But it's good once it's in palm oil in small amounts in your body. It's just incredible what it does. You've heard the rave reviews. You've seen the science. So because they tried to shut us down, we found another source. The problem is they can only get them out of certain deep wells, deep drilling wells. When they happen to hit it, drilling, you have to deal with oil companies that will give it to you on the side. A lot of companies just off-gas helium and stuff like that that's super valuable, but they're not going after helium. They're not going after pure iodine. So this is a finite supply. A, we're running out of it. B, we are running out of the crystals to manufacture it. We'll probably get more, but it's something that preserves and saves a long time. If you want to get your X2, now is the time, because it might be sold out for a month, might be sold out for 5 months, might be sold out longer. I mean, it's a problem with supply chain, folks. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We'll still have original Survival Shield. But the X2 that nobody else has got is just over-the-top good. That's what people go, iodine, what are you talking about? This is real iodine, folks, not garbage and alcohol, not stuff that turns red. It turns electric purple-blue. Because go look up iodine crystals online. They're electric blue-purple. This is real. This is real. Consult your physician before you take it. It's hardcore. Now, Wayne Madsen will be with us 15 of the next hour. WayneMadsenReport.com. And I do not know his take, his view on all this yet. He's got a new report out, ISIS Made in the USA. We'll talk about that in the next hour with him. We'll talk to him about the Patriot Act renewal that they're trying to ram through when it expires Sunday. We'll cover it all with Wayne Madsen today. But Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, formerly in the NSA, is the only person I ever heard say that Hastert's compromised. We have the interview. Somebody should go try to pull those up. He's just been on so much it's hard to find. When he, in his investigations into Illinois corruption, Blagojevich and the rest of it, said Hastert's the big one. We now learn a grand jury indicted him last February. They waited till now, and he joins us to give us his take on what's happening. We'll see if he agrees with my analysis, but I'll defer to him. He's the Hastert expert, former Speaker of the House, indicted yesterday by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Wayne Madsen, what do you think's going on?
Hi, Alex. Well, I reported on Hastert's so-called misconduct.
Hold on just a moment. We're going to start over. I'm going to back up with you. We're going to refocus, reset in there, get everything going. Okay? We're going to go now to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, go ahead.
Okay. On September 30th, 2006, I first reported on the my website about this past misconduct of Dennis Hastert. Remember, he was Speaker of the House, third in line under presidential succession to the presidency. If I can just read this, because it's very interesting, this background of Hastert and how he got to his position. What I reported on September 30th, 2006, 9 years ago, congressional sources told me that Hastert, while working from 1964 to 1980 as a popular history government teacher and wrestling coach at Yorkville High School in Yorkville, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, was the subject of persistent rumors about inappropriate contact with male members of his high school wrestling team. The culture of the times usually resulted in such alleged behavior being covered up by public and parochial school authorities. However, the rumors were enough for his Yorkville constituency to reject him when he ran for an open seat in the Illinois House of Representatives in 1980. However, Hastert lucked out when another sitting Republican House member who represented the three-seat district had a stroke and declined to run for re-election. The GOP machine bosses selected Hastert as the replacement candidate. Hastert served in Springfield from 80 to 86, 6 years to make the transformation from wrestling coach with that cloud surrounding himself to politician. In 1986, Hastert received another unexpected promotion after incumbent Republican U.S. Representative John Groberg was nominated by the GOP for a second term. He was diagnosed with terminal cancer and fell into a coma. The Illinois Republican Convention selected Hastert as replacement on the ticket, a virtual election to the U.S. House in the strongly Republican district. So that's how Hastert got in to the House of Representatives. He was rejected because of the rumors surrounding him as a high school wrestling coach. I heard from people in that particular town, Yorkville, and nearby that Hastert was caught with inappropriate sexual contact with underage male members of his high school wrestling team. And isn't it funny? He only got into these political positions because either somebody had a stroke or somebody died of cancer.
I'm just speechless here because 9 times out of 10, Wayne, when I have a guest on like you who's predicted all this, who's broken this info, who had the courage to go with it, we can't find where you said it, but thank God you wrote about it at WayneMadsenReport.com. So if we can, please email us that story. I'd like to flashback, republish it today at InfoWars.com, and I'd like to ask you to write a piece for us today, tying it all together and then linking back to WayneMadsenReport.com, because it's no exaggeration. 50 times or more, you have broken information that is just huge before anybody else does, I guess because you do old-fashioned investigative journalism. I know when you went to Illinois to investigate, you got some real serious death threats. You had to leave the U.S. for about 4 or 5 months. You came back and those, the contract that was out on you that you were warned about, at the press club was removed. But let me ask you this question. How have you stayed alive this long?
I guess I'm lucky. I have to give you some other anecdotes about Hastert over the years. These are kind of humorous. I remember, first of all, when I first reported this about Hastert, this was in the middle of the Mark Foley scandal. You remember he was the Republican representative from Florida who was caught trying to solicit sex from underage male pages. Hastert's name also came up in the late 80s. If you recall, the Washington Times, which is a conservative paper, broke this story about the Franklin cover-up.
And the midnight call boy underage ring.
Absolutely, and Hastert's name came up in those rumors. And it's interesting because in 2006, when Hastert's name came up again in the Foley PageGate scandal, the Washington Times called for his resignation as House Speaker. I think they also knew about his background, but it wasn't just Hastert. Of course, Hastert was involved in trying to cover things up for Foley and included many, many other members of the House of Representatives, including John Boehner, who's now the Speaker of the House. And remember how Hastert became Speaker. Newt Gingrich resigned amid a scandal. And then
I'll tell you what, Wayne, stay there. I want you to slowly walk through this when we come back, how it's one big nest of compromised individuals in the pedo club.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that
what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
We just got a copy of the 2006 subscription article from WayneMadsenReport.com, and we're going to get a screenshot of the original as well and republish it for everybody at InfoWars.com. I hope everybody realizes that as we're sitting here listening to Wayne Madsen, I don't normally hype stuff up like this because it's not hype. It's no brag. It's just fact. Do you understand he went to Illinois? He did investigations. He's been there more than seven times. He spent months there, in some cases each time. And he specifically broke the news as an investigative journalist that Dennis Hastert was picked out of a group of compromised pedophiles to be brought in out of nowhere and then to be made the Speaker of the House in just a few years, unheard of, because he was compromised. And he's in the same nest as John Boehner, who you wonder why he's so under control. Because the mafia that runs this country gets these pedophiles, these alleged pedophiles, and I say that with my eyes rolling, and puts them in there to then carry out the agenda because they can be destroyed at any time. And the bigger issue is, why are they burning him now? Why have they activated the FBI, who's compartmentalized and probably think they're doing a good job, to go in and do this now? We're going to make a big deal out of this because, I want Wayne Madsen to really roll through how this all ties together. And then we're going to put a special report together with his article. And the headline on his article should be, investigative journalist broke Hastert molestation story in 2006. Subheadline, politicians controlled via sex crimes connected to Boehner. I mean, boom. Because the only way to stop all this is to expose the blackmail ring and how it's operating. Well, we're going to break in 3-4 minutes, but try to encapsulate it right now, Wayne, how you investigated it, who the players are, and how it's connected to Boehner, as you were just saying in the last segment.
Well, I investigated the Foley matter. That was Mark Foley, Republican from Florida, who was actually soliciting sex from underage male pages. You know, every decade, give or take a couple of years, we had an issue in that, mostly in the House, but also in the Senate, but mostly the House, where we had this explosion of scandal about the pages. At first, in the early 1980s, it first raised its ugly head. One of the people then who was implicated was a representative named Larry Craig, who was then a congressman from Idaho. Of course, we found out about him later. In the late 80s, we had the so-called Franklin scandal involving the Franklin Credit Union in Nebraska. And again, we had midnight tours, as you showed earlier, the headline from the Washington Times that was worked on by my late colleague, Paul Rodriguez, and got no attention from the Washington Post. As a matter of fact, I should point out that my story on Hastert in 2006 was met with derision by the mainstream media then. I note this morning they're all calling me up now for comment and my original sources. So I think that's kind of...
It's huge. I'm giving you the floor when we come back in 70 seconds. I want you to continue to lay out more on how you were saying this connected to Boehner. It's clear Boehner's being blackmailed. I mean, he's committing political suicide for the Republicans right now. He's selling the country out.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.